This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys out there and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to part two of Obama's Legacy is America's Legacy, but before we do that, I want to get over to fake news really quick. Now, it's interesting, just the other day, I had posted actual numbers to the very number, friends, of how many abortions have taken place in the United States of America. It's been 58 million babies that have been aborted, that have been murdered in the womb because you've allowed your government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, regardless of what God said. When he said in Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And if you go back to Exodus 20, he talks about how thou shalt not kill, and that is the sixth commandment. So, in stating that, we're talking about fake news real quick. Interesting how many people that call themselves conservatives say, are these correct stats? Is this fake news? By the way, fake news is being promulgated to throw a dart at everybody and to make everybody suspect, just like terrorism is when you go through TSA at the airport. Do you not realize what's happening here, friends? You have your enemy accusing everybody of the crimes that they themselves are committing. Furthermore, if you remember Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, the devil himself incarnate, it's interesting to note that he said, accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. That is the very definition of totalitarianism. Accuse the other side of which you are guilty. And isn't it interesting that conservatives are saying, are these stats correct when they were spot on? Per child, friends, 58 million, and then there was some odd number. Are these real stats? Is this fake news? Isn't it interesting how they use the talking points of those that they condemn? Those that they continuously call out as the left, they're using their talking points. And keep in mind, friends, fake news is being promulgated and perpetuated by your enemies to cause everybody to be suspect. Well, what's your resource? So I give them the resource. They don't want the resource because they don't want to have to take responsibility for a corrupt administration that is allocating finances to murder the innocent in the womb, and the dime is being paid because, folks, you're flipping the bill. You're flipping the bill. And that's what, America, you need to pay attention to. Now, in saying that, isn't it interesting that how these conservatives of the day are saying, are these factual statistics? And you show them that, and as I said, they don't want to see that. They are playing the very enemy to the truth that they are complaining about. I want you to think about what I'm telling you, because I've been seeing it over and over and over again. Isn't it interesting that they will question the truth, but they don't question ABC, they don't question Snopes, who have been found out to be fraudulent from A to Z, along with the state-controlled media, who hasn't told you the truth in 60 years in this country. I mean, America, you need to turn your television off because it's interesting that truth is stranger than fiction to those that don't know it. Turn off your television set and get in the Word of God and in the Constitution, and you will know statistics properly and uprightly in every sense of the word, according to the number in fact. And keep in mind, facts are stubborn things. Well, line upon line, precept upon precept, I had brought up yesterday some facts about welfare and illegals in the United States of America. So let me do this, because people said, are these correct stats? Yeah, they're probably worse. They may vary a little tiny bit, but they are probably worse at this point. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, I'm going to give it to you right now. The average household headed by an immigrant, legal, listen carefully, or illegal. Oh, interestingly enough, folks, I was talking about the illegal immigrants, right, coming in here and plundering this country on your dime. And it was interesting how many conservative, useful idiots that say they don't agree with what they complain about, but they do in action because they hold the truth and unrighteousness. Read the book of Romans, friends, and you'll find out they are hypocrites. They contradict what they say by what they do. And these are the first people to say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Don't do as I do. You know what they said back to me? These are undocumented citizens. No, they are not. They are here illegally. And if they're coming in illegally, what do you think they're going to do when they get into America? They are going to commit illegal acts called crime. And if you go to 1 John 3:4, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because sin is the transgression of God's moral law, like thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill, and which we're finding many of the illegal immigrants are guilty of. But listen to this. Statistics, the average household headed by an immigrant, legal or illegal, costs you, America, $6,234 in federal welfare benefits, which is 41% higher than $4,431 received by an average native legal immigrant household. Okay? So it shows you that they are coming in illegally and they are committing crimes every step of the way. Now, the average immigrant household consumes 33% more cash welfare, 57% more food assistance, and 44% more Medicaid dollars than the average native household, legal immigrants. Housing costs are about the same for both groups. At $8,251, households headed by immigrants for Central America and Mexico have the highest welfare costs of any sending region, 86% higher than the cost of native households. Illegal immigrants' household cost an average of $5,692, driven largely by the presence of U.S.-born citizens, or children, I'm sorry, while legal immigrants' household costs about $6,378. Now, here's their reason, and it goes right back to Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The greater consumption of welfare dollars by immigrants can be explained in large part by their lower level of education and larger number of children compared to natives. Over 24% of immigrant households are headed by a high school dropout, compared to just 8% of native households. In addition, 13% of immigrant households have three or more children versus just 6% of native households. Folks, I can go on and on. There's nothing good about illegal immigrants. Absolutely nothing. And if you want to find good in it, then I'll tell you what. Why don't you solely, all by yourself, individually, why don't you pay the tab as you bring them in? And furthermore, I would go back to the governors and the people of this country, we the people, and go to our representatives to enforce the law and actually kick them out for illegally coming here in the first place. But they don't see it that way. They want to show sympathy for the devil, when in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. I can see that Facebook is suppressing my information and my inflow again, interestingly enough, friends. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on our Facebook, it is Bradley Dean, and my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Now, isn't it interesting? They're censoring anybody that doesn't agree with their lawless lifestyles. That is illegal in this country. And you can rest assured, friends, we here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, if violated, we will deal with the issue regardless of who it is. You can go ahead and ask MSNBC that. You can ask anybody that wants to go ahead and try to violate law in any sense of the word, as if to see if Bradley really means and does what he says he's going to do. Oh, yeah, because I'm tired of it, friends, and I preach it. Now, guess what? A preacher's going to be tried by the fire that he preaches, and it's one that I'm going to stick to. Now, I want to go back also and let you know, if you want to check out my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if you're a first-time listener, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, check it out. John 14:6. 1 Corinthians 11:1, you will understand who we follow here. My big brother, the captain of my salvation, my Lord and my God and my King. And yours, regardless if you believe so or not. Wanted to let you know that we were just highlighting during the first segments, fake news. And yesterday I had posted some information on illegal immigrants and what they have been costing the American people. And I've been getting a lot of feedback. Of course, you're going to get it from a bunch of lunatics. That's all you have to do is look at their pictures to understand what I'm talking about. And then you're also getting a lot of feedback from those that say that they know better, but they act out differently. In other words, again, friends, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. But when I was given the welfare stats, I posted it. I got about 70,000 people that have been reached, about 2,900 likes and then a couple hundred comments. And the comments were just incredible to me because they say, is this a fake news site? For giving them the truth. And then, or what they'll say is, you just ruined my day, one lady said. I said, it's your country. I said, stand up and fight for it. What do you mean it ruined your day? Did it ruin your little lifestyle? What, everybody else is supposed to bear the cross and fight the good fight of faith? Will you sit back in ease? Are you kidding me? Others said to me, you know what? Are these correct statistics? Another lady said, I wonder if these statistics are real. And how do you know if they're conservatives? By going over and cross-checking who they are. And you'll see their posts are conservative posts. But again, keep in mind, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. That's why you're in trouble. Now, it's interesting, they will put, is this fake news, to someone that tells them the truth, but they'll give a pass to the likes of CBS, who has been busted out of their own mouths, like the likes of Richard Salent, president of CBS News, who said, it's our job to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Isn't that interesting how that works? They'll listen to the liar, but they won't hear the truth. And I want to tell you why. Because they have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they hear not. They want to continuously believe that what's going on in America is happening over in a third world country. They want to believe in their delusional state that what's going on in this country will not affect them or their comfort. It's interesting, they'll question the truth, but they'll give a pass to the likes of Walter Cronkite, former CBS of news anchor, a news anchor who said that the press, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. But they continuously turn the TV on, friends. See, and that's what you need to do is shut it off. King David said in Psalm 101, verse 3, I will put no wicked thing before mine eyes. 2 Corinthians 6 tells us to come out from among them. Be separate, touch not the unclean thing. And the problem is they're so biblically and constitutionally illiterate, they wonder why their country is being destroyed on a 24/7 basis. I mean, isn't that interesting? The New York Times says they are deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. This is Herman Dismore from the New York Times. But they don't question the lie. They question the truth. That's why you're in trouble, America. Remember when Jesus said to the Pharisees, your word has, he said, my word has no place in you. He said, I am of my father. And he said, you are of your father, the devil. That's exactly right. Who is a liar? Who is a murderer? And there is no truth in him, Jesus told us. That's exactly right. How is it that you cannot hear my word, Jesus said? And then he goes on to say, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Well, if you don't know Moses and the prophets, you're not going to hear one, though he rose from the dead, he told the man that was in hell. And how many people in this country, oh, we love the Lord. 78% of you, we love the Lord. And you can't even tell me what his law states. That's how much you love him. And it's interesting, how much do you love your country? I could go to 98% of the American people that love their country and their freedom so much, they don't even know what the Constitution or their founding documents have to say. I just explained it to you in the natural and in the spiritual. And furthermore, you don't understand America both in the spiritual and in the natural. You are a blood-bought people. And either you are going to live for the sacrifice or you are going to be condemned by it. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15 when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting? We're talking about fake news. Less than 1% in America is pushing fake news. And by the way, I would even say that statistic is way too high. Because people, for the most part, already know when it's a bunch of baloney, when it's an untruth. And now all of a sudden, you want to go ahead and set up Snopes who have been found out to be a bunch of frauds, hookers. I mean, in ABC News, who doesn't know how to tell you the truth? And I'm sitting here telling you what they said about you. We're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, said Richard Cohen from CBS News. Gee whiz! Oh my goodness, and why again is America in trouble? And furthermore, when you go to Dr. Udo Ulfkott, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said that news journalists, useful idiots, are taught to lie to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. But when you tell the truth to the public, they question you if you're legit. Hey, facts are stubborn things, regardless if, you know, I mean, they said the same thing of Jesus, if you remember right. Some people say that he's a good man. Others say that he is there to deceive the people. They even called him Beelzebub. I mean, folks, this is some crazy stuff. But it's not a good direction to go, friends. Because, again, keep in mind, when Jesus was going to the cross, he looked at the people, the very few that were weeping for him being crucified for the sins of the world. Not for sins of his own, friends, mind you. But it was Jesus that turned around and said, hey, I want to let you know, don't cry for me and my children. Or Jesus said, don't cry for me. He said, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? In other words, when you have the light that you have, America, and you allow this to go on, and you allow the truth to be crucified, you've got coming what you've got coming. And furthermore, let me say one more thing. Dr. Udo Ufkat said that the CIA gets control over all the majority of news journalists. Useful idiots. And why would he say something like that? Because he heard what William Casey from the CIA director said. He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Wait a second. So who's lying to you? I just told you who's lying to you. Hey, folks, keep in mind, they don't want to rile anybody up statistically as far as what's going on with the illegals. I mean, don't worry about that, friends. It's only happening over in Europe. I'm totally being sarcastic, but I'm also backhanding stupidity here. Oh, my goodness. So anyways, I wanted to highlight that in what I have been dealing with over the last 2 days. And it's great stuff. It's great stuff because it sharpens the truth in which I walk. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another. And it goes on, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sins. Amen. First John. But again, friends, this is what's going on in your country. Now the conservatives are listening to the talking points of those that they complain about, and then they're putting a question mark to real facts, real statistics. And you want to meet a group of self-righteous people? I'll tell you what, you should see my live stream, Bradley Dean Facebook, and you'll see me on there going back and forth, raising up a bunch of 60 and 70-year-old kids that never grew up. And if they did, I can't see the fruit of a grown-up in any sense of the word. And again, I'm talking about from the left, you expect, as you call it, the left, you expect crime from those that commit the acts of crime. You expect criminals to act out in such a fashion, right? But I'm trying to get to the people that should know better to deal with those on the left so we don't have these issues anymore. But what I'm finding, just like the Pharisees of the day, when they said, we have no king but King Caesar, crucify him, we understand who the problem was. It wasn't the left. Hey, America, it was those that claimed to be the right. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay, so I want to lay this as a premise really quick. Hey, by the way, friends, just listening to the commercials again, it's interesting if you're listening to the commercials. And we appreciate sponsors. We appreciate those that support who we are and what we do. But is it not a sad day in America where we're taught to go ahead and get a credit card and spend all the money, and then when we spend all of our money, our line of credit, isn't it interesting? Then we have companies teaching us how to go back at that company that borrowed us the money and to teach us how not to pay them back. That's called stealing. And this is a prime example of how immoral this country is becoming. I mean, you have commercials on television, friends. And the commercials that I see are at the airport or if I'm going to get my oil changed, whatever the case might be, it's always a drive-by. Let me tell you that concerning what I see for TV. But it's interesting to note that lawyers will teach people how to act like they're hurt, so they can be compensated for pain that, in many cases, they found not to have. I mean, it's a sick society, America, and we need to get back to a just one. Therefore, to get back to a just society, we need to get back to the just one. There is no other way. I know the New World Order monkeys like to say there is no other way, but I want to tell you something. There is no other way. The road is straight and narrow, and difficult is the way. When we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, his name is Jesus Christ. And if you're immoral, you can rest assured you're right next to Judas. And I don't care where it may be, we're to give an account for every idle thought and every idle word. Well, Bradley, are you perfect? No, but I'm being perfected, and I seek to be free from my sin by being washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, said John the Baptist when he looked upon the Lamb of God. And furthermore, when you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, not to remain in it. Read the Word of God. Now, before we get going, I want to premise on this what Frederick Douglass, he was a black abolitionist back in the 1800s, who said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be opposed or imposed upon them. Now, I want you to think about this because this is part two of Obama's legacy, which is America's legacy. The word legacy defined out is anything handed down from the past or from a predecessor. So what we have to deal with now, when Barack Obama leaves office, that would be his legacy. But it's also the American people's legacy because, again, in this country, it is we the people. This is our government. And it's not they the government. We're one with the government because we are the government. Now, over the last couple of weeks, we have, and we're hearing it again today, friends, we have been hearing much of Barack Obama and his legacy. In other words, we have been hearing about what state he has left America in. Well, I want to sum it up for you. I want to sum up his legacy for you. And I want to sum up his legacy for you in short order. Okay? Here we go. He's a narcissist. He's arrogant. Why? Isn't it interesting? Have you ever noticed the most arrogant, prideful people are usually the people that have no reason to be arrogant or prideful? I mean, America literally is laughing at him. He's an effeminate sodomite. You see pictures all the time of what he does, his little bike ride with his little helmet on. And then you look at other leaders where they're on their horses or whatever the case is. He's a pansy. But he's also a narcissist. He's got a high opinion of himself. Well, again, what we're doing is we're talking about his legacy. He's a narcissist. He's a usurper in chief. Read Isaiah 14 again when you get a moment. When you go there, friends, you'll find that Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's. And that's what dictators do, okay? Because we're talking about a dictator wannabe. Barack Hussein Obama is a liar. We all know that. He's a deceiver. We all know that. He's a fraud. We all know that. He's an imposter. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. But you already knew that. Folks, Barack Hussein Obama is a racist. And I want you to understand what racist is and where it came from. It came on from Leon Trotsky under Joseph Stalin's regime. He was the head of his military. He was the one that said racism is basically pointed out at anybody that doesn't agree with their reprobate ideologies. That's where that came from, and that's what this is about. So, in other words, I highlighted this for a moment during the first segment as well, but it's interesting to note what they do, totalitarianists, and this is exactly what Stalin's regime did. They were totalitarians, and what they do is they, again, smack your face, and they cry victim, while they, in fact, are the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. And if you even go over to the likes of Joseph Goebbels, he said the Nazi propaganda minister, he said, accuse the other side of that which you are guilty. And this is exactly what Barack Hussein Obama's been doing. As a matter of fact, just today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, hey friends, I want you to listen carefully because I'm bringing this upon line upon line, precept upon precept, and we are doing live radio right now. Did you know that just today in Chicago, a Trump supporter was kidnapped? He was disabled. He was a disabled man. But in Chicago, a Trump supporter was kidnapped and tortured, and it was all live streamed on Facebook. And again, keep in mind, they're trying to incite people to domestic insurrection. Guess who was responsible for it? All five members of Black Lives Matters. And that number is probably not too far off, friends. But again, keep in mind what the media does is they blow up their numbers, don't they? That's right. What do? They premise everything on a lie. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Okay? Barack Hussein Obama, talking of his legacy, he's a sodomite. He's advocated the gay agenda. And by the way, for those that did not know, George W. Bush advocated the gay lifestyle more than any president up unto his incumbency. up until Barack Hussein Obama. We know that Barack Hussein Obama is a sodomite. He's a sympathizer. And we can see that the fruit doesn't fall too far from his corrupt sodomite tree now, don't we? Read Romans 1:24 when you get a moment. We know that he's a communist. He's a Muslim sympathizer. He's a Marxist and a devil worshiper. That's a fact. See Rules for Radicals. You will see what I'm telling you is exactly what they adhered to and their doctrines that they've adhered to. Now, when you go over, friends, and understand that he is literally a terrorist. He is. There's no question about it. What has surfaced over and over and over again is he's aiding and abetting the enemy in the United States of America. This is the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? Now, if you read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll understand that this is a big, big no-no. A big, big no-no. Okay? We also know that he's been funding terrorists. We also know that he gave way to the rise of ISIS, which is a creation of the United States of America. We are now finding out, which I've been telling you for 8 years. Okay? Create the chaos, bring in the new order. Create the chaos, bring in the new order. And it always works to the problem solvers. So who are the problem solvers? Those that are responsible for, in many ways, the creation of the insurrection or the crime. We also know, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama's legacy, that he is literally in every way America's enemy. We know that he is. But America, you already knew this. Read Leviticus 26, verse 17, and you'll understand that this is judgment. We also know, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama and his legacy, he has warred against American freedoms. He has warred against our God, which is humorous within itself. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. He should learn like other dictators have, and so should the people that allow him. He has warred against our God-given rights, our Constitution, our veterans, literally, our patriots, our unborn, literally, our families, so on and so forth, literally. Folks, he is the enemy to everything that we are as Americans and what we stand for. This is his legacy. America, this is his legacy. Go and do some homework on how he's attacked our military, friends. How he's been stacking Muslims on the backs of the homosexuals, the sodomites within the Pentagon. Go ahead, check it out. And when you find out what I'm telling you is true, I want you to go ahead and give me a call and give me a big high five and maybe send me a basket of fruit or something in your apology letter. We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. Now, recently, a self-proclaimed law professor on Fox News, of course, explained in one sentence what's wrong with this country. He said, the president can do whatever he wants. He is the president. Really? Now he frames laws by mischief. And that means they would be policy, America, which thousands are being laid on your back on a weekly basis. Really? The president can do whatever he wants. He is the president, said the professing law professor. Now, this is part two of Obama's legacy, which is America's legacy. Do you remember who Lord Acton was? Well, he was the one that was responsible. He was correct when he stated that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So it stands true that those that you allow to commit crime through your representative government will always do whatever you let them get away with. That's a fact. Power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, folks, how many executive orders has he pulled out of thin air on the American people? Did you know that dictators of the past, they said that if you were to pull the curtain back on them, you would find that there was nothing upholding them except the lie that they were promulgating? See, you have to believe the lie first, America. And you've been drinking that Kool-Aid for a long time. And I know by firsthand experience as to what I'm talking about. You tell people the truth, man, they hate your guts. And Jesus told us that was going to happen. You're going to be hated for my name's sake. And again, keep that into context. This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why is that? Because when you go to John 7:7, he says that he testifies against the deeds of the world, that they're wicked. And guess what? Corrupt people don't like the truth. But again, here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're not asking for the devil for permission to obey the word of God, because we understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment talking about part two. Hey friends, Obama's legacy is America's legacy. I want to lay out again to premise what I am talking about in context, and I want to premise it on this, that Frederick Douglass, a black abolitionist, who would have knew better than to say this, friends, than Frederick Douglass, the black abolitionist, when he said, "Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have exact the measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them." In other words, you just tolerate it little by little, and pretty soon there's going to be nothing to tolerate because it's going to be all over with. Just like the frog in the boiling water. The frog has been boiled to death, friends. Just like kicking the can down the road. Friends, there's no more road to kick the can down, okay? Oh, you know, Donald Trump, man, he's going to come in and do this stuff. I hope so. I mean, you got to be crazy and out of your mind to think that I would want him to do otherwise. And I'll tell you, if he does the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand right next to him. If he does the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand up against him, because I'm not going to quietly submit to injustice. An injustice done everywhere, friends, or injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere, said MLK Jr. Again, who would have knew better than to talk out of their own testimony? An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And that's exactly what they're trying to warn us of, friends. We should be pushing the ball the other direction, and that's what we do here every single day, outside of Sunday, the Sabbath, the rest, right? The day of rest. And, now I can just yell, hey, brother, you know, that's not the Sabbath day. Oh, my goodness. I get to hear answer backs constantly, friends. Oh, my goodness. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. We're speaking of Obama's legacy, which is America's legacy. We were just talking about how Lord Acton was correct when he said power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And then we highlighted the fact that today's conservatives, first and foremost, are yesterday's liberals. You do need to understand that during the first segment. And going back to the law professor that we've seen on Fox News. Hey, folks. We report, you decide. No, really what they should be saying is we decide on what we report. Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. And how many of them knuckleheads don't know their left hand from their right hand? But going back again, the law professor, sworn to the bar, by the way, not the Constitution, mind you. The law professor, sworn to the bar, not the Constitution, mind you. I mentioned a couple moments ago, was talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, the foreign agent in the People's White House, that is his name, by the way, one of them, a.k.a., right? The foreign agent in the People's White House who has 47 different Social Security numbers and a fake birth certificate somehow can do whatever he wants to do. But as long as you can just discredit anybody that would call him out for his crime, then guess what? You're the nut. You're a lunatic, man. You're a hater. You're a racist. And this is exactly how they premise their lawlessness. And again, friends, truth is stranger than fiction to some. And again, I guess somehow I've yet to read it anywhere in any founding document. Some people have gotten the idea that any president can do whatever he wants to. Folks, this is not true. And as long as the people believe it to be so, then it must be right. No, that is not true neither. And apparently what this law professor said was true because the people in this country have given Obama a free hand to do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. No, that's not true, Bradley. Oh, hang on a second. You will find that Obama's legacy is your legacy, America. Or furthermore, I guess that this is all he has to do is call it an executive order, and like a magic wand in his hand, it somehow becomes law. Yeah, that's got to be it. No, that's not it neither. I mean, it seems that this law professor, along with the American people, have not taken the time to understand that government in this country is a limited government. And it's limited to the confines of the constitutional law, which are found in our constitutional republic, an empire of laws, not an empire of opinions through a democracy. And I, for some reason, don't understand, but the American people believe it to be, that he can run off the powers that have been delegated to them by the people. That's right. Only the president, folks, can run off the powers that you have been given. Folks, he can only run off the power that you have bestowed upon him, that you have delegated to him. He cannot run off any other power. Well, wait a second, Bradley, then he's been running off a different source of power, yeah. And it's based on a lie. Lie, lie. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Folks, he's burnt to a crisp, isn't he? He is burnt to a crisp. Let me say that one more time. According to this law professor and according to the American people that have tolerated his crimes, have not taken the time to understand that government in this country, in America, is limited to the confines of constitutional law. We are found, which are found, in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and can run off the powers that have been delegated to them by the people, the Declaration of Independence, who elect them as representatives on their behalf, your behalf, to exercise that authority. Any other authority outside of that is not given to him. He has not. Hey, folks, he does not have it. It's null and void. It's nugatory, said our forefathers. Nugatory, null and void, nugatory, null and void. I was just talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, liar, liar, pants on fire. And I said, he's burnt to a crisp, isn't he? And we're talking about Barack Hussein Obama's legacy, which is America's legacy. Well, Bradley, how is that? I want you to listen to me carefully. America's legacy is Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. Americans have tolerated a foreigner within to destroy at will. Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. Americans have tolerated this criminal administration to advocate, again, what God clearly condemns. Remember, God is the lawgiver, and we do not have a right to violate his law, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Furthermore, going back to Scripture, read Jeremiah 2:5. Americans have tolerated and disobeyed the God of Israel by giving a free hand to him who said at the offset of his unlawful incumbency that he would listen carefully, Barack Hussein Obama, at the offset of his unlawful incumbency said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And instead of taking responsibility and throwing off this criminal administration, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, and indicting him when removed in every one of his criminal corrupt administration, and instead of doing that, Americans let him do it. Oh, by the way, you do know, America, that they are bringing back none other than corrupt attorney Eric Holder in California. California just hired criminal Eric Holder to fight against Trump and his White House. Now, how many times did I tell you, if you leave off justice, what's going to happen? You encourage them to attack on another day. That's exactly right. Folks, the crimes that Eric Holder are responsible for, he's just as guilty as Barack Hussein Obama. And so is Loretta Lynch, friends. But as long as they're smiling, I guess everything's okay. Hey, folks, if what I'm telling you right now is not true, then I ask, how can, going to Scripture, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? That's all I'm asking you to answer me. Answer my question. If what I'm telling you is not true, that Obama's legacy is your legacy, then how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Read Amos 3:3, because America, this is your legacy as well.
That's right, and we have a job to do. And we here at the Sons of Liberty, day in and day out, are making sure that our posterity has a hope and has a future. But we cannot do what we do without the support of faithful listeners. Some of you listen to the show every day, and you're amen, and you're being inspired, and you're being encouraged, and you're being
and
convicted.
And you're being beat up.
Convicted. That was my where I was going next. And you're being convicted. But if you want this message to reach out even more across the United States, we need your help to be able to do so. It's the turn of a new year. What better way to start the new year than saying, you know what, I'm going to commit myself to liberty in Christ and liberty throughout our nation. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In that order, by the way. Thank
exactly.
You.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's as easy as signing up, putting your information. It's all secure online and saying, listen, this is what I want to do. There's different levels of membership for you to choose from. You can choose the one that's right for you, and you can feel good about giving to a ministry that is doing the work, not just talking about the problems, but actually bringing forth answers. So it's a new year. It's a new day. Become a son or daughter of Liberty today and support this work.
Love you in the truth by what we do, friends. We love you in the truth and by deeds, not just words. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.